Are you muddy?
Fuck's sake. Every time. Today,
you know what?
I'm muddy.
I'm genuinely so sorry. Because on the way here, I was like, I'm not going to say anything when he turns it on. I'm not going to say, is it recording? I'm not going to do any joke. And I was just, just picking mud off my very dirty trousers.
Ignoring the whole joke you do of, is it recording? Every time I turn it on, it's literally, we have a silent moment. I go to press record and you say something. And I don't, it's not intentional. And then you turn it into the joke.
Yeah, I know. It's just
every time.
I always feel silence with stuff. That unintentionally, sorry.
Right, well, welcome back.
You can cut bits off God's easy. I'm so sorry.
Right, we'll try this again. Well, God damn it. Welcome back to the show where two men are all alone again. Yeah, we've got no guests this week. It is just Rob and I.
Yeah, well, and this guy here. Just sit quietly.
Yeah, I noticed you brought him in. I didn't think we were having him around anymore.
Well, he just come round. He wanted to see me for a bit, so we're just hanging out for a little while.
Is he clean at least?
Well, he's had a shower since he's been at mine. He showered.
Yeah, I don't mean that sort of clean. You know I mean about the other thing.
I don't know about that.
It's a bit hard to see track marks and stuff on the pigeons. Like, oh,
what's that, mate? So he needs a toy. Can he just...
He knows where it is. Just don't leave it in the state you left it last time.
Right. Don't be long.
Okay. Right, anyway. Sorry. So, yeah, welcome back. We're all alone. No guests this week. We've got Prison Pigeon with us, obviously, who's gone to take a shit, I presume. I've got a few things on today. We've got some gaming talk, we've got some film talk, we've got some parenting talk, we've been gifted some Do You Remembers from the Sox podcast, we've got the Channel 84 Nostalgic Kids Show Knockout. I got it right for once because it's written in front of me finally. And that's about it for this week. So how are you doing?
Good, mate. Yeah, I'm all right, actually.
Except for the persistent cough, which is now your plague, not my plague, it's your plague.
Apart from the persistent cough, that's...
And isn't it horrible?
Yeah, it's really frustrating. It's always there. You know, really gunky, horrible cough in the morning, and then it's just every now and again, inappropriate times, just like coughing.
I've got to say, you're doing better than I do. I mean, I was coughing every few bloody words, so you're doing way better than I am.
I can feel it there in my chest. I'm pointing at it for all you listeners.
Oh, yeah. We're such a visual podcast.
Been up so much since last saw you?
No, not really. Just work. T's been a little under the weather. K's been good as ever. And it's just been work, and more work. Really. Oh, I went to Spain for work.
I went to Spain. I've not done really anything interesting, but I went to Spain.
Landed in Portugal, got our rental car, drove to Spain, did our work at Spain, came back to Portugal, and we got there 5 p.m. Avis, their car collection point there, said, if there's no one in our little office at the car drop-off point, just park your car and put your keys in the drop box. It's exactly what I did. Just got the receipt for it. They charged us €15 extra, claiming that we didn't drop the car off until the next day. Because no one checked their drop box for 24 hours. So no, I emailed their help desk and they're like, well, if it has been a mistake, if you can send us your boarding pass. So I've sent them the boarding pass and absolute silence.
Yeah.
But it's really cheeky because they had a paper note on the door saying, this office is closed from this time. If you're dropping off your car, just put it in the drop box. How many people have been done for that €15 just thinking, oh, it was probably a fuel surcharge or it was the motorway toll gates that you go through and makes the car go beep? So that's really shitty.
You know it's a scam. They do that to everyone.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going to... Then trust me, people don't get away with that shit with me. I'm like Taken. I don't have much money. I know where you live as well. I will find you.
How funny
you
mentioned that.
I know where you work.
I watched that last night.
Oh, really?
It was on film 4.
It's a really good film. I've not seen the other two, but the first one I genuinely thought is a good film.
We were discussing, Miranda and I, while watching it, is he wearing a wig or is his hair dyed? Because his hair is odd.
Oh, it's hair dye. It's he's
definitely dyed.
He's a grey fox.
Yeah. Because you can see later on that he's got the little side tufts are grey, where the rest is still that sharp brown. It's like, anyone sees me in real life, I've got a lot of greys, and my grey didn't go like that. It's everywhere. I got sections.
Yes.
But it is over everything. Can I, like you as well, you've...
Exactly. You get the... I'm still ginger. Okay. That's not going away for a long time, sadly.
Well, your beard.
You have what's called the peppered look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that little bit of browny, dark hair and the little wisps of white in it.
Yeah, my boy doesn't say that.
Kids don't.
He just says, you're grey, daddy.
And thanks.
Yeah. So what did we do? We, this weekend, the wife was at netball a lot on the Saturday, so had a daddy Sunday most of the Saturday.
Nice.
But it's that time of year again, we're going to start planting in the garden. Haven't done it for a couple of years.
Ah.
So I don't know if I spoke about it before in the podcast.
Well, to be fair, last year your garden was pretty much a building site. So yeah, I had, just started.
So last summer I couldn't do anything. But I'm sure I mentioned that my greenhouse got destroyed by the storms.
Yes, the
storms. So I lost all my plants. All of my plants got destroyed, all my veg and everything. I was gutted. So we went to Poplars Garden Centre in Hitchin. Have you ever been there?
Yes, yes.
Huge. We go there at Christmas. We spoke about it at Christmas
Yeah,
before.
I know Poplars. It's a lovely garden centre.
And brought loads of seeds and stuff. But I still need to buy a new greenhouse, just the fabric ones, because... they're a lot cheaper than buying a glass one.
Yes.
And I'll find a new way of holding it down better.
But you just know as well, a glass one, at some point, it's going to get a broken pane of glass in it.
Yeah, well, that's not so bad, because you can just buy glass reasonably well priced. But next door have an apple tree right there, and that's what destroyed our last glass greenhouse.
Oh.
Just got destroyed because of that tree.
See? Wankers. Why would you want to be part
don't
of the
Don't get me started
brigade?
On my fucking neighbours.
Oh,
if we want to go on to something, I don't think we should be putting it onto record.
No.
Get me started. So, and also, Miranda was right about him running into the glass. So.
Well, and that's fair enough. And the dogs.
So I'm going to look this weekend for... Anyway, we're at Poplars, brought us a seed. And there's a very big kids section. And there are these little cuddly toys, and one had his name on.
Nice.
He's got quite a common name nowadays, so actually it's quite easy to find his name.
A bit sad for Kay. She would love one of those toys, or find one of those things like the number plates were bought on it.
Yeah.
She would love to find one with her name on it, and she just won't.
Well, you know what they did have, though, is they had all the little drinking cups with kids' names, and then they had some that were blank that you can write on.
Yes.
So they looked exactly the same other way, but instead of having a plaque with the name, it was a plaque that was blank, and it gave you a special pen.
Yeah, and I think the difficulty is it's more special to see your name already in writing somewhere than knowing that your parents done it, I think. I mean, Disneyland Paris had got it quite right with that one. If you can't see your name, you can pay an exuberant amount of money and they'll do it for you.
So then, John Smith, they don't have any printed. You've got to go for that. So my point is, so in the kids section, there were these little cuddly toys.
Okay.
I had never seen them before. I'm not really sure what they were. Little kind of square things with a zip across for a mouth. Now, what they're called, worry monsters.
We had a worry monster for Kay. They're brilliant.
They're very cute things, and his name's on it, and he's a cheeky git. He just picked it up and put it in the trolley.
Nice. What colour did you go for? Ours
were
pink and green.
Well, it only came in green. His name was only in green.
Oh, so cool. So it's got his name on it as well, of course.
Yeah. So now, we didn't really know what you were meant to do with it until we went to my parents. Excuse me. And Auntie Emma told him what it was and what he had to do. So when we got home, I was like, have you got anything you're worried about? And he's like, not really. Went, well, if at any point you have a worry, we'll write it down.
Monster.
We'll put it in the worry monster. When you go to bed, when you wake up, or when you come back from nursery, you'll just see if the worry monster's eating it. Well, he didn't think of one until the next morning.
Okay.
So he wrote it down. I'd like you to guess what my 3-year-old son worries about.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep. I'm ready for this.
Yeah. Have a guess. What were you worrying about when you were three?
When I was three, when am I going to stop shitting myself? Probably past that, I would hope. By three. I don't know, actually.
So,
Is Peppa Pig ever going to not be on TV?
Close. TV is involved.
Okay. Is the TV going to go away?
Oh, even closer.
Oh, go on. What is it?
His worry was monsters eating the television whilst I'm asleep.
Those arseholes.
That's what he was worried about. So there's a picture of it.
Oh, I love it.
I wrote it on the piece of paper, folded it up. He put it in the monster. And then he went off to nursery.
And the next time he checked,
and when
it
he
was
come
gone.
Back from come back from nursery, I passed in the worm. I said, he opened it up and he was like, "Ah, Daddy, it's gone." I went, "There you are. You don't need to be worried about the monsters eating it anymore."
Brilliant idea. We had one for Kay, and honestly, it was brilliant because sometimes they can't vocalize what they're worried about, but mm-hmm. when they can put it down on paper, it does help. So they were brilliant. The other one you can look at, which were really good, were dream dolls. And they were these little matchstick dolls, probably no more than like 1.5 centimeters tall.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd just make a little piece of wood with a little bit of material. And you used to get 5 or 6 of them in this little funky pattern small bag.
Yeah.
And the idea is you take each one out. I think they're called worry dolls as well. So a bit like them. And what you would do is you'd whisper your dream you wanted or your worry into each one. Then you'd put them back in your bag and put them under the pillow and they would hold on to it and get rid of it for you. So you didn't have to. So you passed your worry or your dream onto them.
Well, it's like a voodoo doll for worries.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, that
you're just not getting the hair of your enemy and tying it around
there. Yeah, that has less involvement of the parent. Because the problem is, if he writes it in there and then I've got to get it. So, spoilers for people who think this thing's real.
Yeah. Big thing you need to be up.
Make sure they tell me too.
Make sure you either put it out of reach or that you really drum it into them. If when they can write, because bear in mind, I bet T will probably scribble on the paper and go, yeah, that's writing and I know what I've written.
Yeah.
It will immediately stop working when they wake up the next morning and find it still in the monster's mouth. So yeah.
Yeah.
If you put it out of reach and say, oh, let's do it and make it part of the routine that you get it down. And we say, well, that's where the monster lives. He's got his own little cave where he's happy and he's got his own little private area. And then you can bring it down and that's when you do it. Then you know that if there's something in there, you need to take it out.
Well, what I've been saying to him, because I was worried about this already, I've said sometimes they eat it at night, but sometimes they eat it during the day.
Nice. So thinking.
So it might still be in there when you wake up. It just means he wasn't hungry.
Oh, that's nice, mate. I like that.
That's what I went with.
No, I like that, mate. I like that a lot.
Bubble ship meeting. Star year H2O. Outer space. Out of control. Trillions of matey bubbles.
Kind to eat skins.
They clean dirt without soap. Even meteor grit.
Meteor, a robot.
I fixed bubble ship, matey.
Now we can get clean away.
Matey, clean fun, clean kids, clean bath.
Have you got a bath whisk?
A bath whisk. I have a bath a and bath I know whisk. Whisk. And
yeah,
I own a whisk.
I really have to struggle not to say risk and be Jonathan Ross there. It's a bath whisk. And this is purely TikTok that's found this for me. So what it is, it's just a whisk.
Well, I own a whisk.
And there's nothing more magical about it other than it just being a whisk.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to Poundland, or I think we got ours in B&M in the end, and we bought it, and it lives in the bathroom, and oh my God, my arm has... It's literally worse than wanking cramp. When
you say, which arm are you using?
Either or, okay? Either or at this point. But I'm sure you've done a bath for tea before, where you uh-huh. put the bubble bath in, and you stick your hand, and you go...
Oh yeah, you wiggle it around,
to try and make bubbles. And after a while, your arm is burning. So you swap to the other arm and then that's burning. And then you try and it just gets slower and slower and you realise this isn't going as well as I wanted it to.
Yeah.
Bath whisk, literally a pound. And it's like cuts the job in half. It's just like you get the whisk as the bath's running with the whisk and there's bubbles everywhere. It's amazing.
Well, I tend to pour the bubble bath where the water's entering the bath.
I do that as well. And yeah, you get some bubbles. But I mean, I'm talking full on, not just bubble beard amount of baths, but I could lose my child under this. And if they were suddenly suffocating, I would be panicking to shit, going, shit, where are they? Where are they? Throwing bubbles out the bath, trying to find their body. Okay, that's really dark. Sorry.
So you're advocating for this? Oh, we're advocating against it.
Kate really likes a lot of bubbles in the bath. And this literally gives, if you were thinking like half your bath is full of water... then you're talking another half is bubbles. It's literally bubbles over the top of the bath, that sort of bubbles that you can get with just using a bath whisk. I know it's a stupid thing, but it's so good fun just to do.
Was TikTok trying to send you to its shop to buy a bath whisk?
No. It was literally just a woman saying, bath whisk. If you have children and you like bubble baths, just go and buy a whisk. That was literally it. And that's what hooked me. It's like, oh, yeah, actually, I do like doing it. And yes, I've done a bubble bath for me with it. I've had a nice lunchtime bath, seeing I work from home. It's like, oh, it's lunchtime. Quickly eat, have a nice deep hot bath with a nice bit of Radox in it, and boom, it's lovely, right up to the neck. It's just like, I'll have a bubble beard. I'll have a bubble hat. Look, I'm a big kid, okay?
Yeah.
But bath whisk all the way. But the main part of this, actually, I want to say, and you've just heard the advert for it, do you remember? Oh, God, it's a do you remember as well, isn't it? Matey Bubble Bath.
Yeah. They sell something very similar to it in our local pharmacy.
Oh, do they now?
Yeah, it's not it, but it kind of looks like it. The bottle kind of looks like it.
There's been knockoffs. And I, you know, it's as silly as it sounds, I can still smell original Matey Bath. If I think about it.
I think I can smell it now. Yeah.
That soapy detergenty smell. There was no perfume to it. It really was just kind of that soapy detergenty. I actually used to really like that sort of smell.
And I liked it.
To be honest, unless you were buying things like Radox or I don't know, what's the mint tea tree oil one that tingles your bollocks? I can't think of its name now.
Mint tree one.
Yeah, you know, they do all the shower gels that you can buy, and they do a tea tree and mint one. And they do a lemon citrus one. And yeah, honestly, the most joy of you get is washing your bollocks with it because it's a really nice, cool tingle. I'm really making him cough today. I'm so sorry. They always had a nice perfume to them, but kids' ones never had a perfume. I mean, one of my favourite ones, David Rolfe, when I was at secondary school, I think year 7 or year 8, when we still did Christmas presents between each other. Was it? I might have been Dan Hamilton, actually. One of those two gave me... No, it was Dan. Gave me a bubble bath that turned the red water red like blood. You literally needed this little capful. You poured it in. Oh, that was amazing. Because it wasn't even just transparent. It was kind of that milky, dark red you expect blood to be. Brilliant. No smell, just colour. Yeah. And yet, Matey just had that beautiful smell. And why I'm bringing it up is because I was in Tesco the other day and I thought, I'd really like to, A, get that smell... Just get some for the hell of it. Just have a bubble bath in it. It's got perfume in it now.
Oh.
Hey, there's like 8 different characters, which don't get me wrong, absolutely fine. There's a girl matey, which I think there always was. There's a boy matey. There's a sailor matey. There's all different mateys
there
out
might have
there.
Been a sailor one for when we were.
I think matey originally was a sailor.
I think because I remember the sailor.
I think he was always a sailor, but no, there's like a pirate one then, let's say, and so on. And I took the cap off expecting to get that really nostalgic smell. And it's like,
boring.
It's got perfume now. This isn't what I want.
Now you need to go to the knockoff ones.
That's a good idea.
See if they didn't bother.
Yeah, or just try Poundland maybe. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about the parenting. Okay. Bath whisk and matey's no longer matey.
Hello, Joshua.
Strange game. The only winning move is not to play. How about a nice game of chess?
We've been playing a lot of games, though, actually.
We haven't been playing a lot of games. We've been playing one game
a lot of
as often as we
game.
Can. Get it right.
Yeah,
Helldivers 2 is amazing.
Life. Prove to yourself that you have the strength and the courage to be free. Join the Helldivers. Become part of an elite peacekeeping force. See exotic new life forms. And spread managed democracy throughout the galaxy. Become a hero. Become a legend. Become a Helldiver.
Yeah.
Just let's on the table straight away. Best game of the year so far.
Yeah.
I would not dispute that. It definitely deserves it, even with all the server issues they have. Couldn't give a shit. Love it. Mm. Even considered going out and buying one of those portable kind of either a PlayStation Portal or the Logitech G Cloud just so I can play PlayStation in bed when I've got little one next to me, so I can actually play it rather than having to be sat in the office all the time. So really into it. And same with Minecraft, actually. I've just opened up my old server, cleared the world, got a brand new world in there. I've already started a little house, got a little boat.
Oh, cute.
Haven't got any water, but I've got a boat. No, got the sea right at my doorstep. It's nice. Got a little dock for the boat. You know, all those sort of things. Even my house has stairs down to like the deepest bits of it. Turned out to be a brilliant cave, which as soon as I step through, I die. So I'm trying to work out what to do now. So yeah, I've been playing a lot of games, and it made me think about the last time I played Forza, which I love racing games, absolutely love racing games, and Forza Horizons 2, does that exist, or is it just Forza Horizons?
No idea.
I don't know, that's why my voice went high. it was the latest Forza Horizons anyway, and it's beautiful, driving a really good looking game, and just hammering it around. I think I won like 10 races in a row, and what it popped up on the screen was, you've won the last X number of races you've done. Would you like to increase the difficulty?
Right.
And that's where this discussion comes from. What setting do you play your games on? Because there's people out there that will absolutely savage you if you play a game on easy.
Right. Okay, so back when, you know, you and I were on Battlefield and stuff, I would play...
We're not talking Battlefield. We are talking Battlefield 2 and Battlefield Bad Company, the 360 days.
Yeah. Well, back then, like when Call of Duty 4 come out. Yeah. So I would play Call of Duty 4 on Veteran only for the achievements, because that was at the achievement whoring stage.
I was going to say, you were an achievement whore.
I would play the game on hard as my playthrough and then do the Veteran one afterwards. Now... that sounds like the worst thing to be doing in the world. If I played Call of Duty now, which I don't, it would be on medium or less. I play a lot of games on easy or media or like the standard, because I don't have the time.
That's exactly it, isn't it? I think excluding the achievement side of things, which I can understand. If you want to attain all the achievements to a game, then fine. And that's something that interests you and you enjoy doing. Then not going to knock that. Because then if I knocked that, you could knock me for playing a game on easy.
Yeah.
I'm not there to like say anyone is wrong at this point. But what I don't like is seeing all these people online go, oh, what's the point in playing a game on easy? That makes you not a real game. Rubbish. Okay, I would have played games on medium hard 10, 15 years ago. But you're right. Right now, I barely have any time to sit down and play an hour of a game.
Yeah.
Let alone sit down and think, I could do 10 minutes worth of the game on hard and get 1% into it. Yeah. Whereas if I do it on easy, I might have an enjoyable time. I might see some of the story unfold. I might be able to do something in it.
Well, it's why I would love to play all those Demon Souls games, but they're too hard. I really would like to play Elden Ring.
Okay.
And that's one of those From Software games. And I know it's going to be too difficult for me, but I really want to play it. Telfer and I were talking about this at the weekend. It's a coincidence that you said you wanted to talk about this. And we were talking about the new Star Wars games they made. Is it Jedi Knight or Jedi Out? Was it called? It's not Jedi Outcast, because that's an old game.
So you've got the...
two new ones where you play a Jedi. A Jedi. It's like an RPG.
Yeah, action Jedi RPG. Outcast, isn't it?
It's something like that.
Outcast and Outcast 2.
They are super difficult. And that has a thing that pops up and tells you, do you want to change the difficulty? Or you do like a tutorial and it's like, oh, we think you should be playing it at this difficulty, medium or whatever. And they play it and it's the hardest game in the entire world for me, and I have to put it on the easiest difficulty. And I still found it so difficult, I stopped playing it.
Yeah, you see, that is the point I want to kind of hone in on. Because, yeah, if it's telling you you're doing really well, make it harder. Yeah, I like that. But I actually really like the fact that it says, you're doing a bit shit.
Yeah.
Do you want to make it easier?
Yeah.
See, I do like that, and I think more games should have that, because I think, actually, I would start more games in maybe medium or even hard if I knew it was going to tell me, this game is going to get way harder than this. Mm. Right now, you're shit. Let's inch down a little bit.
I would never even consider playing a game on hard at the moment. I'd play it on the default and then make it easier for myself.
But
that's
okay,
what I do.
You say that, but we've been doing Helldivers 2, and obviously I started it way after you, but a couple of weeks after you started playing it. So all I had accessible to me was the easy missions. And they were quite hard still. When things go wrong in that game, it goes wrong.
The thing about Helldivers, though, is that you do the hard difficulties because you get the better
prizes, basically.
Prizes.
Yeah, the reward system
and
is increased.
The hard difficulties are easier the more of you there are, and they're easier when you've got better equipment.
Yeah,
and that's literally it. So, you know...
I've got to say, doing that challenging level with you and our friend that you've got no idea where he came from.
I can't remember his whole name. Morph. Hello, if you ever listen to us.
Morphgull.
excuse me.
It was really fun, but good God, that was just... If I'd been on my own with three random strangers, I would never have continued playing that. I would have just been like, I'm not rage quitting, but this is horrible. Having the two people I wanted to play with made it bearable, I'll be honest. Yeah. But I think, really, as much as I will do the challenging ones, because obviously I want those rewards, I think I'm just going to stick to easy and medium on it, because they're fun. I get more fun out of that than the stress of, oh my God, I'm dead again. Right, spawn me back in. You've spawned me next to a charger. Not intentionally. It's just given us seven chargers at this point, and I'm dead within seconds.
So if I'm playing on my own on that, if it's one of the global missions that everyone has like a week to do, I'll do it easy so I can go do a couple of those missions, so then I'll get the reward at the end of the week.
Mm.
So it's done, because then it only takes like 20 minutes and I get my reward. That's why, like I said to you, just go on, do one today on easy. It takes you 20 minutes. At the end of the week, you'll get your 50 medals because you participated in it. Otherwise... God.
He's dying, ladies and gents. It's fine, because you put up with weeks
so
of me
sorry,
doing
everybody.
This.
Otherwise, I do medium on my own.
Okay.
But the thing about doing medium on your own is I find I then don't go and collect all the samples, because I would have died a lot, whereas on easy, there's less samples to collect, but I probably actually take more away.
Right, okay.
It's kind of a toss-up, really. It really depends on if I look at my watch and go, I've got an hour. What can I fit in an hour?
Oh, pardon me. But yeah, I know exactly. And I think if I go back a few generations now, two generations of console, let's see. Yeah, two generations of console, the 360, isn't it? It would have been Series X, Xbox One, 360. Yeah, I had Dead Space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've said it before, that's the first game I've ever really bought that I put in the console and then literally looked at the clock and 4 hours had gone by and it's like, oh, well, I've missed what I was meant to be doing, and just carried on playing it. It was wonderful. And what I did with that was I played it on easy first, and it was a really nice system, because you get to the end of Dead Space and it's like, do you want to play again?
Yeah.
And you've got certain things already unlocked at that point. So you then up the difficulty.
Yeah.
And it was...
That was New Game Plus, wasn't it?
That was it. New Game Plus. Well done. I just want to get the ideas. And yeah, people... message us on Twitter. Obviously, if you're listening to this on Spotify, we'll put the poll up on this as well on Spotify, listeners. What level do you play your games on? And have you ever had criticism for choosing to play it on easy, really, I think? As I think Jem is really frustrated at the moment. She doesn't play many games. She wants me to reinstall Lemmings for Windows on her laptop, which is an amazing game, and it gets her very frustrated. It's like hundreds of levels on that original Windows 95 CD, and it runs in Windows 10 perfectly. Love it. She wants me to reinstall Red Alert 2 for her so she can go through that and absolutely cremate them as always. But the other game...
Yuri's Revenge, by the way, she should play.
Yeah, I don't think she's done Yuri's Revenge yet.
It's
so
a bit better.
I bought the whole collection, so I will download and put them all
tell
on
her to
there
do
and
that.
There.
The acting in that's...
Okay. See, I really fancy playing June 2000 because I loved June 2 and then they did
Never
June 2000.
Them.
It was... They are just Command & Conquering the Dune guys. So rather
like
than mining crystals, you're mining spice.
Yeah.
Brilliant games, well worth it anyway. And they're cheap on GOG.com.
Okay.
GOG.com, if you want to advertise and give us a link, we're always willing to
do
that.
We will accept sponsorship from you.
Of course we bloody would. But she's been playing on the Switch the new Mario.
Yeah.
Super Mario Wonder, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, how's she getting on with it?
Oh, she completed it within like 3 days.
Is that because she's pro or just...
And she, when I mean completed, she's completed all the coins or whatever it is on this one. So she's got the major coins. She's got all, she's done all, everything per level that she can.
That's her jam though, isn't it? Mario's
is her jam. She hasn't completed the very final level.
Why?
So the very final level of to 100% it is totally invisible.
What?
Yeah, I've not seen it for myself, but basically you can see it for like a couple of seconds as you start, but as soon as you start running, it's totally invisible.
The entire level?
From the sound of it, from what she said. And basically, I got that for Christmas. By like the first week of January, it was completed except for that level. And to this date, it is still not completed.
And she's playing it.
And she is playing it on and off. And all I know is she's got to the point now that she doesn't want to pick up the Switch.
She's annoyed.
Because it's that difficult. And I got to feel like it could do with that whole bit. We'll make it slightly easier for you. I think there were a couple of games that did it, wasn't there? You could die like 2 or 3 times and all of a sudden it was a little bit easier. And I'm trying to think of which one it was now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Wasn't Max Payne. I don't think Max Payne did it.
No.
But there were a couple of games that, yeah, you'd like go in, you get absolutely hammered. It's like, oh, shit. Then you go in and try and change it slightly. You get hammered again. Third time you go in, it's like, oh, there were 3 guys in here last time.
It's like a dynamic difficulty.
But now there's only 2 here. Yeah, it's like rubber banding in Mario Kart.
Yeah, God, I really wish I could think. Oh, shout out to Styles, who's just messaged me on Discord.
Oh, hi, Styles. Hi. Oh, anyway, that was it. It was nothing more than just a little random chat about whether it's okay to play a game on easy. And of course it's okay to play a game on easy. It's just nice to know that actually at our age, and especially being parents, and I know that's not a... people are busy for all different reasons, especially with their job. Even if I wasn't a parent, I'd be too busy to play bloody games. It's just nice to know that actually there's more of us out there in the same boat, and don't let anyone say you're not a gamer because you're playing a game on easy.
Yeah, exactly.
This summer, coming to a supermarket near you, there's going to be a great new high C flavor with an outrageous fruit taste. And what are we going to call it? Ecto Cooler. High C Ecto Cooler. Slimer's new fruit drink. You've been warned.
Ghostbusters! Do you know where that's from? That beautiful recreation I just did?
No, luckily.
Excellent. Okay. 8-bit era Ghostbusters games were shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Spectrum game was shit. I loved it. Played it nonstop. It was shit. The C64 one, I'm pretty sure, in fact, all of the 8-bit ones were pretty much a similar game. You basically bought a car. You then load it up with traps, and then you had to just drive around the map non-stop, going to buildings, catch a ghost. In between getting that, you had a car scene where you drive left and right and to catch ghosts while you're driving along. And then once you'd got enough, you could get to the Marshmallow Man, and you had to run through his legs. And for the Specky game, that was the end of it. For the NES, you then had to go up staircases, and you got out to Gozer, and it was just impossible for the NES anyway. Terrible. The Specky one basically used to play the game, and when it loaded, you would get the best kind of speech synthesis or recording it could do, and it literally just sounded like Ghostbusters. It was awful, awful quality, and I will insert a clip of it just because I have to.
Mm.
Right, why are we talking about Ghostbusters? Well, Ghostbusters Frozen, whatever it's called, I've already forgotten what it's called, Frozen Empire, is out on the 22nd of March.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go and see it at the cinema with Sudo and cool. a couple of her friends, so we're going to go and see it, and I'm actually quite looking forward to it. I just thought,
say hello from me.
Well, you can
no,
come.
No, I haven't met them yet. But
no, you can come as well if you want.
What day?
I don't know yet. I'll
tell me what day you're going.
Once we know what day and time, I will let you know. Oh, Sudo's lovely. You will love Sudo.
Well, we were supposed to meet then, weren't we? Because we were going to be going and then...
Well, you met, yes, yeah, you were.
It
so
didn't happen.
Good point. But anyway, so I just thought let's talk Ghostbusters for a little bit. What's your favourite Ghostbusters?
Just before we get... Funny, you mentioned Ghostbusters. We were watching...
You were talking about it with Telf on the weekend.
No, we were... Miranda and I were watching Damsel on Netflix.
Oh, right.
Now, there's a link between Damsel and Ghostbusters. What do you think it is?
Dan Aykroyd?
No.
The
voice of the dragon in Damsel...
Yes.
...is Gozer in the new Ghostbusters.
Oh, really? What, in Afterlife?
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Because I was listening to the dragon thinking, well, I fucking recognise this voice. Why do I recognise that hat? Obviously, onto IMDb. And there
nice.
It was. Yeah.
Oh, how funny. Anyway, back to the question.
Good
then.
Film, by the way.
It is a good film. All I've seen is it being slated.
Oh, fucking, who cares?
Well, we've discussed this many, many times. I will not trust a film review.
Yeah.
I will not trust what people say online. Obviously, sometimes it bites you in the ass. Other times... You walk out of it and go, that was really good. I'm glad I didn't.
So we're getting far away from Ghostbusters. I apologise.
Doesn't matter.
Is there anywhere that you do go? So for me, for gaming, I always go to IGN. Not because I really care about their opinion. I just like to know, I see them as kind of like a middle ground kind of, they give a score that I can think, okay, that game is probably okay.
Right,
but aside
okay.
from that, Stephanie Sterling is the only person who we've said this before.
Yes.
Who I actually trust the opinion of in gaming at all.
Absolutely.
That's it. I mean, there are a lot of games I don't agree that I like that they have liked, and you know.
So,
but if they say it's rubbish, 9 times out of 10, if Stephanie says it's rubbish, I'm probably going to think it's rubbish too.
Honestly, I just don't read film reviews anymore. I used to go to things like Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, and I'd look at user reviews. And the thing is especially the IMDb ones,
mm-hmm.
they're so shit. And talking about Star Trek, no, talking about Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2016, or whatever it was called, Answer the Call. Was that 20? No, it can't have been 2016.
Is that the lady one?
That is the lady one,
I
yes.
like that one.
I really like it. I didn't think I was going to like it, because I let myself follow the crowd, and
yeah.
the crowd just said, it's going to be crap.
Oh, it's rubbish, because it's all girls. They're ruining it. It's a good film. Just shush your mush and hush
your
gums.
There you go. It was 2016. So Ghostbusters Answer the Call, 2016. And it got absolutely slated in the reviews. And
Not fair. It
just definitely didn't deserve it. Okay, I'd got improvements for it, and I will stand on this hill whether people like it or not, and that is... They shouldn't have just tried to do a recreation of Ghostbusters 1 in modern day. What they should have done is what it sounds like they're doing with Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is, not Afterlife, Frozen Empire, which is, this is a franchise of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And their own story, which they could have kept the story they did, but they should have had it as, we're a new franchise of Ghostbusters. I would have been that little bit more happy, but I really like it. I like the proton packs in it. I like the additional weapons they come
mm-hmm.
up with.
Mm-hmm.
I
really like the blonde lady.
I was just going to say, I'm trying to think of her name now. Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, she's
she
great.
Is absolutely fantastic as Spengler in it.
All
I love
of them
it.
Are super funny though.
Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Spengler, so Kate McKinnon was the best out of all of them.
Yeah.
She just,
she's good in everything.
Oh, she just sweated Ghostbuster vibes
yeah.
in that. The whole licking the... Just,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just such... It was a really good, fun film.
Yeah.
It was beautifully done. It looked nice.
CGI is great. Yeah, the art style of CGI
the
is
The art
pucker.
Style is lovely. I think the only thing that slightly bugged me, and I kind of felt like there's just no requirement for it, was kind of the whole... making whatever his face is Say that again.
Tim, is it Tim Hemsworth? What's his name? Is it so Tim? Is that
Tim?
His name?
He's Tim. Not Tim Hemsworth.
Tim Hemsworth. What is his name?
Chris Hemsworth.
Who's Tim Hemsworth?
There is no Tim Hemsworth.
Who is Tim?
Who is Tim? T-shirt coming later.
He's like his cousin. But yeah, cousin Tim.
Making
coming
Chris
round?
Hemsworth character just this. Idiot. I like the idea they made him kind of eye candy, because let's face it, we've gone through the world of women just being brought in onto screen because they've mm-hmm. got big tits, luscious hair, and they've worn very
tiny
outfits.
Tim is a good-looking man.
Oh, Tim's a very good-looking man.
Let's not get into this again.
No. Oh, Jack Reacher. sorry, if we're getting the names wrong. Oh, Jim Reacher.
Tim Reacher.
Anyway, I kind of felt that was a redundant thing. It was almost thrown in there because they've done the female cast, and we know that they would have, if it had just been an all-male cast, several years, not even several years, they still do it, you would have had some buxom idiot in there instead. Mm-hmm. So I know why they did it. It just kind of felt like you're kind of stabbing yourself in the foot there by just doing the same thing. But anyway, they were really minor gripes, really minor. Mm-hmm. I loved it. So it was really good. Reviews were slated it. So I didn't watch it for the first year. And I really hate myself for that, because I watched it a year later, actually in Spain, where I went out to for work. It was literally the year after it came out. It was on Netflix. I'd taken my little pocket projector with me, and I sat in the bath in the hotel room and had it projected onto the ceiling. And I loved it. I didn't get out of the bath for the entire film. I just like kept on topping up with hot water because it was such a good, fun film.
Again, a lot of kind of imaginary thoughts of you now in bathtubs and watching things. And
if people want me to have an OnlyFans, they just need to ask and I will have an OnlyFans bath page.
Well, I've already got one according to that email from the other week, haven't I?
Oh, yes. Anyway, yeah, going to your question, which was probably a long time ago, was
I asked a where question.
Where do I go for reviews? I don't go for reviews anymore at all. Either. I might look at them afterwards, just out of interest, see if people agree with kind of the thoughts I've had about a film. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, they're just the plague. I think is a nice way of describing reviews now.
I will watch it and then be like, oh, I wonder what it got on IMDb, and I'll go there and look at the critic reviews and user reviews that they put on there.
Yeah.
And it's normally Rotten Tomatoes, I think, might be where they get their rating from.
There's two. So you've got the user reviews, and then you've got the Rotten Tomatoes score, and IMDb shows both. Oh, God, am I going to really admit to
okay,
this?
Okay, so here's one. So what's the
you
film?
Saved me.
Well, no, we'll go back to this. It's a Disney film. He's on Mars. He's got superpowers when he's on Mars. And they all call aliens, and they call him Virginia, but that's not really his name.
I have got no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, Miranda! It was a book beforehand.
Oh, you see, I was going for The Martian to start with, and it's definitely not The Martian.
You're going to have to cut this out. And we can't have as
no, not at all. Talking about The Martian, bloody brilliant film, absolutely brilliant. And you've watched The Creator now, haven't you?
Yeah. I cried. John Carter.
Oh, I've never watched it.
Okay. Miranda and I love it. Absolutely love it. It got slated everywhere by the critics. Let's just see what it says on IMDb. Yeah, 52% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that Jake Gyllenhaal?
6.6. No, it is Taylor Kitsch.
Sorry, you're right. Yes, Taylor. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've never watched it.
Canadian.
I just never got round to watching it,
it's a great
be
film.
Fair.
Watch it.
Oh, okay.
Yep, great film.
We'll do.
Now, what were you saying that you were trying to get away from?
Okay, look, we know Tim Allen from Home Improvement and that's all. Yeah, exactly. Okay, he might not have some very good political views, it turns out, mm-hmm. but he did a film a while ago with John Travolta and a couple of other people called Wild Hogs.
And
I'm going to put it out. It is a terrible film. Mm-hmm. And the reviews slated it. I still watched it. And there were lots of times I laughed and I just enjoyed watching it. kind of imagine a coming of age film, whereas it's coming to middle age, and they all go out and buy motorbikes and decide to be bikers, and then they come across a real bikers bar, and it turns out that they just get trounced by these guys and called posers and whatever. Mm-hmm. And as a, the film itself got ruined by reviews, and I'm not trying to say it's a good film, but if I'd read the reviews and believed them, I wouldn't have watched it and actually had a fun afternoon of watching an hour and a half of just silly comedy on TV.
Mm.
And that's why I won't look for reviews anymore.
I'm wondering if I might have actually seen that, just don't remember it.
Possibly. It's got some big actors in it. I can't tell you them off the top of my head, which shows how well ingrained my... I'm no good with actors. Once I've got the list in front of me, I can tell you, and I will know them by picture. I might not know them by name, but it's got some... Oh, God, who's the one? Oh, no, my brain's gone absolutely blank as well. It's LBC do a mystery hour where they talk for an hour and people phone in with their random questions. Ray Liotta, he's in it.
Yeah, Ray Liotta, yeah.
Is it it's not Chris Rock in it. It's definitely not Chris Rock. He's too young for it. Have you got the list in front of you?
No, I'm just trying to find another film.
Okay, well, I'm going to quickly dial up IMDb now and look up Wild. We are meant to be talking about Ghostbusters anyway, so I will go back to my original question. What is your favourite Ghostbusters?
And I'm just going to cut in again before that.
Oh, Martin Lawrence, there you go, and William H. Macy.
I'm just doing the opposite thing, where something was rated really well and I thought it's terrible, The Lady Killers with Tom Hanks. I thought that film was fucking atrocious. And it got nearly 8 on IMDb.
Bird Box, hated it. Sandra Bullock going around having to be blindfolded.
I thought that was okay.
Nah.
But I think The Lady Killers, arguably, is a terrible fucking film. Every single good bit is in the trailer. If you watch the trailer for Lady Killers, you've seen the film.
The very big problem with that is, I believe the original was an Alastair Sims film.
Right.
And the original is just...
1955.
You just can't touch it. Yeah. You just absolutely cannot touch the original.
Alec McGuinness, was it?
Not Alastair Sims, Sellers. Then. It's
Alec Guinness, Peter Sellers.
Alec Guinness, there you go. Yeah, and Peter Sellers. Yeah, it's just, you can't...
Frankie Held.
You can't go away from the original in that case.
Never seen the original.
They should never have tried to. And it's
right,
just,
favourite Ghostbusters.
Yeah, right, favourite Ghostbusters.
Now, the first one is the one with Gozer.
First one is That's with Gozer. Second one is with Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and the NES Advantage joypad controlling the Tower of Liberty.
Yeah, the goo.
You've then got Ghostbusters Answer the Call, which was the 2016 reboot. You've then got Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is the most recent one, which is continuing on really from Ghostbusters 2. And then you've got Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which we can't say because it's not out yet. But then I'm also going to throw in there the real Ghostbusters or the Extreme Ghostbusters, which I've never seen, meaning to because I'm being told it's absolutely brilliant as a cartoon.
Okay, well, cartoon, the real Ghostbusters, I fucking loved it.
Absolutely
loved it. So I probably that would be my favourite.
And if you check channel84.co.uk, you can see every page of the sticker album completed, including all the foil hologram shinies, as I put that up there last year at some point. Mm. Yeah, for me, the real Ghostbusters is probably what I would have said I watched the most.
Yep.
Film-wise, though, it's difficult. And I'm kind of in that position now of going back to our whole parenting thing as well, I don't know if we've chatted about this before or not. I know I have on Twitter, and it's showing your kids films that you watched as a kid and then realising that although they're a PG, they're still really inappropriate, and that we probably also watched it on terrestrial TV that would have shown a watershed cut version and not the version that we would have then watched on DVD. For example, I watched Ghostbusters all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the version I watched on TV didn't have the ghost blowjob scene.
Yeah, probably not.
So it's really...
It used to cut the fridge.
Yeah, it used to cut the fridge as well. There were lots of bits cut in all of them. When things like Short Circuit as well. It used to cut bits from that when it was shown on TV versus the actual film. And I'm going to say, and I really hate saying it, I love the Ghostbusters 1 and 2. Hence the reason I've got the poster of it up on my wall. I love Ghostbusters 1. It is a little bit too long and boring. It's kind of the same argument that people have with Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah.
It's very sciencey, not enough actiony.
I think I actually prefer number 1 to 2. But I'd say, excuse me.
Well, the vast majority of people do.
Because I've seen number 2 so many times, and I think that's probably why I choose 1 over 2, because 2 was the one they played more.
Yeah, 2 used to be played way more. I remember that being on like Channel 5 within like the first couple of months of Channel 5 going on air. It was shown. I have got a soft spot for Ghostbusters 2. I love the whole Statue of Liberty. I love the Stay Puft Marshmallow
Man. It's really good. It's just, it's the bits with the painting.
Oh, hang on, no, sorry. Stay Puft Marshmallow Man isn't Ghostbusters.
Isn't the first one.
That's the first one.
Yeah, it's
the second one is the
goo and the painting.
Smashing into the goo into the... Yeah, sorry,
and
ignore
that's the bit that I find really annoying, because I've seen it so many times, and the bits with the painting are the bits I don't like. I like the goo bit.
Yeah. Oh, let's be honest.
And the courthouse.
The second one is not anywhere as good as the first one. It's an okay film. It felt like a rush job to get another film out to me.
Mm.
Whereas the first one had a solid foundation, a bit long in my books. It was still enjoyable and it got across everything. And it's to say, if you watch the full version, there's some, like, the library ghost, fuck me, that thing's still terrifying.
Yeah, it's cool.
And just seeing Slimer in that, everything is cool about that first film. I love it. But if I'm going to choose a favourite film... I know TV-wise I'd go for Real Ghostbusters, because really I haven't seen the other one. But film-wise, I find it really hard, because actually I'd say I somewhat prefer the 2016 film. Now, Afterlife, did you see Afterlife?
Yeah, seen Afterlife.
Paul will hate me for this, but I loved Afterlife because it was just truly, truly whoring itself out as a nostalgia film.
Does he not like Afterlife?
I don't think he enjoyed it. I don't think he's planning on seeing it. I'm not sure. I'm not going to put words in his mouth. Check Twitter. I'm sure he's probably commented about it. But for me, for Afterlife, I loved seeing ghosts based on the ghosts that you got with the pots of ectoplasm, for example.
Yeah.
That was amazing for me. And it was fan service. Maybe not all fans, fair enough, but it was just, I mean, we host a nostalgia-based podcast, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Things like that are just going to absolutely make my nipples buzz. You know, it's just, I love it. I absolutely love that you've got all these kind of classic ghosts that are either in Real Ghostbusters or the Kenner toy line appeared in this show.
It was a nostalgic hit. And I wonder, excuse me, oh my God.
It was a nostalgic hit for me. And
I wonder if the next one won't have that.
I don't know. I've seen the trailer for the next one. And it looks really fun. Now, I like Paul Rudd. I don't agree that everything he's in instantly becomes gold, because I don't like him that much. But I think he does pull things together. I mean,
30% of what he's in is good every time. There's an Anchorman joke there for everyone.
Nice, nice. Let's just put it this way. Ant-Man 1, great. Every Ant-Man after.
I haven't seen the new Ant-Man.
Oh, don't. Just don't.
I went through this on the Wolfie
again,
Discord.
That's,
I'm so far behind on all Marvel stuff.
But you know what? That's actually being, again, we're just walking into what we opened this conversation with. I'm reviewing it by saying you don't see it. No, you do see it.
I'm too far behind.
But for me, Ant-Man and the Quantum Potato World was...
The Quantum Solace.
Just actually talking of fucking potatoes, one of the characters is a fucking potato. It's so badly done.
What? Ant-Man, there's a potato.
I'll show you the graphics of it later, but is it Darmok the Destroyer? I can't think of his name. No, it's not Darmok. God damn it, though. No, it's... Oh, what's his name?
What's Darmok from?
Star Trek, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is.
It's... Oh, there's just so many problems with it.
A lot of problems.
And I'll tell you the name of the character. It is. It's not MODOK, sorry.
MODOK. A lot of problems though with the Disney stuff is they're not giving the budget or time to the CG teams. That's what's happened.
If any of them, I know you said about whatever his name is and the six rings or whatever it's called, Sanchi, yeah. You didn't like, and fair enough.
It was the car bits. They fucked all the car bits up.
Yeah, it didn't look great. But trust me, when you see Quantumania, you'll realise that one was a...
Oscar winning in comparison.
In comparison, yeah. I'm just trying to find a picture of MODOK. And
speaking of the Oscars, I'm so desperate to see Barbie. Oh, my God.
Have you still not seen it?
I've still not seen it. I'm waiting for it to be free on the telly.
Well, that's fair enough. It does cost way too much money. Okay. So, MODOK's meant to be a weird character anyway. Mm-hmm. But they literally... I think someone just learned how to use stretch in PaintShop. And that's what they did.
That is just stretched.
So, I'm just showing the picture of MODOK in Quantumania.
Yeah, how weird.
They could have done a million times better job on that.
The face of Bo looks better than that.
Oh, practical effect. Mm. So anyway, moving away from so if I were to choose my favourite Ghostbusters film, because we are still allegedly talking about that, it's a toss up between the 2016 one or Ghostbusters 1. I don't know if I could choose.
I know we do a podcast together and we do agree on a lot of stuff. I think I've got to agree those two. Yeah,
I think
I'm not doing it just to
one,
say that to agree.
I could
with
quite
you.
Happily put it on telly and enjoy watching it through because of what it is and the visuals and everything about it. And if I wanted to have a bit of a nostalgic hit, then I'd probably throw Ghostbusters 1 on, followed by Afterlife, because I enjoyed the nostalgic stuff they threw into it.
If we told Telf that we decided that, he would lose his flipping mind. He hates that one.
Yeah, and I just... Each to their own, okay? I'm not going to yuck another man's... Yeah, it's just...
Nope, don't understand. Move along.
I'm not going to kind of piss on it, because that's what we were saying, isn't it? All along, you've got to go by what you review a film as for yourself.
TJ, I'm not going to yuck another man's yuck.
There is a phrase, and I honestly suddenly started it. It's like, no, I can't remember it properly.
That's going to be a slogan on a T-shirt one day.
Bollocks.
You remember the shit that I bought? Remember? Did you give it a thought? Remember? It's probably tat, that's all.
Woo! So before we move on to the Kids Show Knockout, I'm just going to quickly check where Prison Pigeon is, because we've been doing this, what, 50 minutes?
Probably about 53 minutes. And yeah, that's either the world's biggest shit or he's killed
himself.
Yeah,
okay, so hang on just a second. Let me just... he's not there.
Ah, for fuck's sake, where is he?
I've got a note. It's...
hang on, so you're saying he's not in the house anymore?
Well,
that's
not...
fine, because honestly... That I couldn't give a shit about. If he's in my house somewhere, I've got problems.
Well, the door is closed, not locked. He doesn't ever lock the door.
He doesn't have an opposable thumb,
but
to be honest.
The
window's
open, and there's some feathers and a note.
And the note says?
It says, Channel 5.
Okay. We're Channel 84, but...
Yeah, and then it says, 3X... D-Y-R Simon. That's it.
Hey, you hear the tumbleweed. I'm guessing it's Do You Remember?
Yeah, I think he's meaning Do You Remember when we have probably got three Do You Remembers from Simon, I think is the implication. Yeah.
Simon, okay, well, look, we'll take a bonus. We've got Do You Remembers. Negative, Prison Pigeon. Oh, that's positive. Did you fucked off? A little bit of A, a little bit of B. Yeah, that's fine then. Oh, well, do you remember then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on. Let me grab my iPad then. And what has Simon sent us?
He has sent us 3 links.
Oh, well, that's fucking useful, isn't it? He's written down YouTube links on a postcard. So I've got to type these fucking things in.
Yeah, HTTPS. /.
He did put S, did he? That's nice of him. Okay, right. I've got no idea what these are. And I've just managed to close YouTube. That's even better. Well done, me. Can't get quicker than a quick fit fitter. I'll explain that later. Not on the podcast, because it's honestly not worth it.
But they're the ones you trust.
Are they now? I'll tell you that story as well another time. Right, okay. First link taps in.
Make it big.
I am going to make it big, but I've just realised, yet again...
There's no sound.
There is no sound because I haven't enabled that microphone again.
2 seconds later.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I didn't know my defence.
Yeah.
But still, god damn it.
Yeah, right.
Right, okay, first video. I haven't even seen what the name of this video is.
This is Jesse Mock, an ex-motorcycle cop injured in the line of duty. Now a police troubleshooter. He's been recruited for a top-secret government mission to ride Street Hawk, an all-terrain attack motorcycle designed to fight urban crime, capable of incredible speeds up to 300 miles an hour.
This is immense firepower. A rip-off of...
Only one man, federal agent Norman Tuttle, knows Jesse Mock's true identity.
Knight Rider.
Hang on, let me pause that. I've never heard of it.
I have no fucking clue what this is. It's like a rip-off of Knight Rider. It looks fucking great.
It's Knight Rider meets A-Team meets the Bionic
Man.
What's
the helicopter one? There was a helicopter one too.
Airwolf,
yeah.
Oh, what a show. Yeah. Airwolf all the way, mate.
Let's finish this intro.
Oh, okay. Really? There's like a whole minute left?
Oh, maybe not then. maybe skip to like, is there a music at some point? Just skip ahead and see if there's some music.
Let's find out. Oh, yeah. Look. Oh,
that
yeah.
Looks music-y.
Oh, listen to that.
Listen to that. What genre is this, do you think? Garage?
It's not garage. Oh, wow. Okay. Great theme tune. No points for Simon because neither of us have ever heard of fucking...
Remember, he's a lot older than us, too. He's like 60-something?
Yeah, at least.
Have you seen how he's signed off the email, by the way?
What email?
Rob is just breaking
the whole story there.
Yeah, okay.
The Garage King.
The Garage King, yeah.
Okay, next one. Quickly stop in. Okay, what's this one? Oh, we've had... No, stop.
I recognised it instantly.
We've recognised it instantly because we've had it on the Kids Show Knockout and we've discussed it in detail, Dogtanyan and the Musker Hounds.
Well, he's been doing catch-up, so maybe he didn't start listening to us when we did that.
Fair enough. So, still no point.
Still no point.
I hold on to my points.
Here comes Bot.
Ah. Now, this is one I do know, and I definitely haven't thought of.
Bod's Dream. Make it big, sorry, please.
Make it big. Okay, big boy.
Come on, Bod, make it big.
This is probably, like, I would say early 70s onwards. In Russia, we drive tractors.
Because that's a Russian dude driving a tractor. In Soviet Russia, we drive a tractor.
50 years of Bod, there you go. So it's old.
I have never heard of this. No idea what it is. What is it? It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon featuring a person called Bod.
And a Russian farmer. He gets no points again because I don't know what it is.
Yeah, fair enough.
He has to get it from both. Simon.
Unlucky Simon.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending him, though.
Who
really
takes
appreciate
the socks
it.
Socks Off podcast.
Thank you very much because I couldn't think of the name off the top of my head. And
is that a sex reference?
Yes.
I've never asked him.
You've got to keep your socks on for sex because you get better orgasms. That's sex advice with TJ. And it's true.
And now, on the Channel 84 Variety Show, for our older viewers, join us as we go into another episode of the Channel 84 Nostalgic Kids Show Knockout.
It's time for the Channel 84 Nostalgic Kids Show Knockout. And I did it because it's written in front of me.
Yay.
Without getting it wrong for the first time in like 3 episodes, I think. Oh boy. Okay, this week we are still getting towards the end. And we have got Aladdin, the TV series, obviously, versus Count Duckula. And we've got Power Rangers versus the Biker Mice from Mars. Before we get into any of that, any strong feelings off the bat?
I watched all of these. I love all of these. Uh-oh. I've got to say, though, this is going to be unpopular. This is a hot take. Count Duckula is my weakest one.
And I think that's down to age.
And I think that's what it is. And I think that's a bit of a hot take because I reckon everyone will have voted for that.
But we've done Danger Mouse before, haven't we?
Yeah.
And what was your opinion on Danger Mouse?
Well, pretty similar opinion of Count Duckula. I really liked it, but I think I can't remember what Danger Mouse went up against.
No, I'm just going to see if I can find that very, very quickly while you are... carry on talking, ha ha ha.
Yeah, ha ha ha. So I mean, what count? So yeah, I think if we're going to start Aladdin and Count Duckula, Aladdin as Disney films go is one of my favourite from when I was younger Disney films.
Fair enough. And then interestingly, and then it's got the straight to VHS Return of Jafar, which a lot of people rank as quite a good film and probably should have been a cinema release.
Yeah, it's not a bad one as the VHS releases go. And I also really enjoyed the TV series of it. I wonder if it had all the same voice actors in the TV series as it did in...
You need to look that up on IMDb. Now, while I've got the scores up, and I will look up the other thing we were talking about in a moment. But let's see what the Aladdin TV series intro was. So I think this was about 1994. The Aladdin TV series. It was one of those Disney afternoons, if you had Disney Channel, or if you were... I think I only ever saw this on the Saturday and on the Sunday when they used to do the Disney half hour or the Disney hour.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't one of my favourites, but then again, I'd never seen Aladdin at that point, and even now, I'm not that much of a fan of Aladdin.
Follow me to a place where incredible feats are routine every hour or so. Where enchantment runs rampant, yes, wild in the streets. Open sesame, here we go! Arabian Nights!
You see, this is just taken straight up from the film, isn't it? As a song.
This is just the film. So it looks like it is the same voice actor. So the same Aladdin, same Princess Jasmine, same Iago.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, as it was such a big thing. The film was huge.
Not the same genie, obviously.
Well, no, that would have bankrupted the cartoon studio. Well, surely.
Isn't there something about Robin Williams literally only did it for like the money and did it all in one day?
I can't believe he would have done it just for the money, knowing what he was like. There must have been
No, I think there was some reason about it that he didn't want to really do it, and he wouldn't let them use his genie for anything else.
This isn't.
I've heard some weird rumor about it.
This wasn't the one that he did for his children because his children asked him to do it.
Maybe there's
lots of story. I'm not gonna. Let's just leave it at. Yeah. We're not sure. Danger Mouse, by the way, went up against dinosaurs, and we chose dinosaurs over Danger Mouse.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So we've got Aladdin. The intro, it's a bit weak. It's just a song from the film.
Yeah, but it's a good song.
Yeah, okay, it's a good song, but it could have been a bit.
They didn't
more...
make an effort to make its own TV show. One,
it isn't exactly popping and kind of lively, is it? It's actually quite boring and dull. It's not.
It works in the film. It doesn't work so well as an intro
it's
to
part
a TV
of that
show.
Film, as an intro to it, you want it to be kind of. Go on, moving forward, go, go, go sort of thing, and really make the kid interested. And instead, I'd be like, great?
Yes, no. Da-da-na-na-na-na. Da-da-na-na. Yeah.
Exactly. It was a solid cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
The storylines were fine. Beautifully animated, as you'd expect anything of that era for Disney. Yeah. Hard to really comment against it. But as you say, the issue is, it then goes up against... Count Duckula.
Yeah.
Which David Jason, at his finest, really, just like Danger Mouse and... not at his finest, let's face it, Del Boy from Only Fools and Horses was his finest, really. But let's go for the theme tune of Count Duckula. Classic Thames intro there.
Centuries to a dreadful dynasty of vicious vampire ducks, the Counts
Dracula. Legend has it that these foul beings can be destroyed by escape through the heart or exposure to sunlight. This does not suffice, however, for they may be brought back to life by means of a secret rite that can be performed once a century when the moon is in the eighth house.
Blood.
Are you getting it?
I love how they do the whole lore of the story in the intro.
Yeah. They can't see us dancing.
Okay, yeah. I could be listening to this all day, but I'm going to put pause
it's
on
Ruby
it.
Ruby Wax as well.
Is it?
Ruby Wax is, I'm just looking at here, Bettina Bott.
How brilliant.
Yeah.
I love finding out little things like that that I never knew. But the problem is it's not difficult for me. When I hear that theme tune, I know which one I'd immediately want to watch. And looking back at what I watched the most as a kid, I would have watched more Count Duckula than I would have watched Aladdin. Because yuck my yum. That's fucking... I'll go back to a few seconds. Don't yuck his yum. Okay. Count Duckula was more my yum than...
So...
Aladdin.
Going back to what the point of this knockout was, we were saying it's not which is technically the best cartoon.
No,
it's what we...
We would have enjoyed more.
Now, Count Duckula...
And still.
Far greater intro.
It is a far greater intro.
I probably would be more interested in seeing that now because of my just wanting to see it. But I watched far more Aladdin.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have kept the TV on that channel if Count Duckula was on just because I never watched it. So I never sat
okay,
there
well
to watch it.
So I fair enough.
Have to say Aladdin for the rules of the game.
Okay.
I've got to say Aladdin.
Well, that's fine. So that's one apiece, and we turn to the public.
Mm.
And whenever we turn to the public, it makes Rob sad.
Well, the last time they did go with
no,
me.
No, they did go with you, didn't they? Well,
oh, my God, that's a very contrasting
votes,
graft.
26 votes, Count Duckula, 84.6% of the votes, with 15.4 going for Aladdin. So I genuinely thought we were going to get another one of these days where we were going to be into the 90% or 100% for Count Duckula. It was prime Cosworth Hall era of animation and the shows. There's a lot of love out for it. Things like Trapdoor, Count Duckula, yeah. Danger Mouse, all of those kind of you lump into kind of that generational thing. So I was expecting it to be a bigger win for Count Duckula, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
But that does do 2-1 to Duckula.
Yep.
So, Duckula wins. But coming then on to Power Rangers versus Biker Mice from Mars, I don't find this one as hard.
I liked both of these shows.
Now,
but I don't find it hard because there is one I do really like.
Which is fair enough. Well, let's go straight into the theme songs because the theme songs are always cool. And I've got to say, Power Rangers theme song, it's just full on 80s, 90s, power guitar,
yeah.
Sort of just riffing away.
Ah, after 10,000 years, I'm free. It's time to conquer Earth.
Alpha, readers escape. Recruit a team of teenagers with attitudes.
Hang on. Recruit a group of teenagers with attitude. How about recruiting a group of adults who should probably go on and star in a film, let's say, called Expendables.
Yeah, how about recruiting a
the
group
army.
Of adults, possibly military, maybe SAS.
Headbang.
Go Power Rangers!
Great intro. Not gonna lie, great intro. But let's put it up against Biker Mice from Mars. Because you need to hear them side by side.
Yeah.
Because genuinely, they're both awesome.
Yeah.
Biker Mice from Mars. Biker Mice from Mars. Biker Mice from Mars.
Ah.
hypnosis, you don't need a giant head saying, "Get me a group of teenage angsty mice."
The intro to Biker Mice from Mars is like an episode all in itself.
Yeah. And just the doesn't need words. It just it is kick-ass animation showing all the bad guys you're going to get through the series and guitar.
It's very Turtles-esque.
It is very Turtles-esque.
Kind of just action, done. This is our show. We kick ass. X-Men, this is our show. We kick ass.
No, I 100% agree. And that's what makes it actually just really easy for me. It's Biker Mice from Mars for me all the way, because as much as Power Rangers was cool, I never really watched it growing up. I always found better things to watch. And when I did, I just always thought, it's really cheesy and quite obvious that they've just cut in footage from something else. And just, yeah, I didn't ever really get into it. Whereas Biker Mice from Mars, I genuinely enjoyed watching.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you stuck them both on in front of me now, which one would I watch? Biker Mice from Mars to enjoy, Power Rangers to point and laugh.
Yes.
That's full stop. And as a kid, if they were both on TV, I would have chosen Biker Mice straight out.
Well, over the years, they've done new series of Power Rangers, said they're remaking things, and I've not been excited about it. They're supposedly remaking Biker Mice from Mars.
Yes, I've heard about
it. And I was excited to hear that. So I think that says everything. It's Biker Mice from Mars.
It's Biker Mice from Mars. And if we go to the public vote, and we'll just call it in, we need Terry Wogan to give us some like sarcastic Eurovision content. Power Rangers got 36.4%. Biker Mice from Mars got the rest of the 63.6%. And that was only 11 votes, but they went with what we did.
Yeah.
Biker Mice from Mars all the way.
And that's that. Dust another one off.
Woo! And it's a little bit shorter this week.
Is it?
Ish, maybe.
Is it? How long are we going to make the outro go for?
Oh, God.
Could bring some more stuff up. I want to talk about public toilets. Save that for another time.
Oh, always.
There's one for you all to look forward to in a fortnight. So I love a public toilet chat. So, speaking of public toilets, thank you everybody on Ko-fi.
Oh, mate, you can't say that. No.
I'm joking. No, seriously, everyone that's donated on Ko-fi, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Huge thanks. It means the world to us that not only do we get the support of people on social media and on Discord, but to actually get financial support for the podcast as well baffles us. It really does. And if you can and you do, thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, we're not, you know, this isn't meant to be disingenuous or anything. Genuinely, we are. When we get the message from Ko-fi, we're like, it's like the who can race to message the other person. Go, oh my God, have you seen it? Quick, who is it? We're like little kids. We're so happy. So thank you. Where can you find us? Oh, so Twitter update for the two of you that follow me on Twitter.
You've got more followers than that.
You won't find me at Flat Rob anymore. At Flat Rob is kind of just changed to @_untitledtrek, just so that the Trek show has got its own space.
Yeah, so at the moment, we've got @_channel84, which is myself, and then we've got @_untitledtrek, which is Rob. And it just means that when we both are doing kind of the advertising for the shows, it means we're going to get that cross-advertising, but it also gets the name out a little bit more, which we're trying to do. And what we would ask as well, please share us. Please share us about friends that you think would enjoy the show. Don't just keep us to yourself. Let's get some more numbers in and more people involved. We'd love to see those figures start to go up.
You will probably see a lot of Notice Me Senpai stuff from the Untitled Trek one at the moment, as I'm trying to wiggle my way into a kind of Trek community of other podcasts to try and steal listeners. So...
Oh,
if
not
you see some of that,
borrowing
with no intention of returning,
giving them additional listening material.
Yeah, I'm never going to give them. I'm never going to return those listeners. Once we have them, they're ours. It's stealing.
Mine.
Exactly. Mine. That's what I'm like when I'm on Twitter. My follower. You must unfollow everyone else. So you can find us on there. Threads, which I never use. I've got
Threadworms, possibly
TikTok. We have got good content on TikTok. I quite like this stuff that we put on TikTok. Yeah, little clips
we do.
And
we,
you put some quite funny stuff on there too.
I just put pointless stuff up there. But it's if you haven't seen us playing Sex Tetris, get over to I love the fact that there's a comment on that video, which is, I can't believe this is still up.
Yeah, it's not been taken down yet.
They let us advertise it as well, which is the funnier thing.
I will never understand TikTok. I've got a video of Loki on a sofa with water all around him from one of those kind of generated
things. Oh, yeah, the filters.
And it's got like over 1,000 views on it.
That's because it's got a dog.
So how is
dogs
it?
Of TikTok,
I've got
mate.
No hashtags, nothing. I just posted it and walked off.
Edit it and put hashtag dogs of TikTok and you will have tens of thousands of views
on
it.
Maybe I'll do that. Instagram, Blue Sky, Discord. There is, you know, there's a Facebook group as well. I actually did post on it the other day.
You did?
Can you believe it? I posted something about the Untitled Trek show.
Poor Facebook.
Poor Facebook followers, our biggest community on Facebook. we're poor. I'm really sorry. We just need to be better because we don't use Facebook ourselves.
No.
So, whereas we use Twitter, so it's natural that we use it. But we are there. Yes, I shouldn't be saying website channel84.co.uk. You can find all of the social links on there. Everything's on there.
That's the easiest place to find us.
Link for
it?
The Discord's on there. Everything is there. We occasionally, once in the blue moon, even write posts on there.
You know what? If you want a really easy way to come and join our Discord, which is what we would love you to do, because it's a lovely system that doesn't cost us any money and allows us to put a load more community messages in so we can get your response. A lot of the quick, like the Do You Remembers, we put a post up today saying, has anyone got anything? Minutes later, we had an email from Simon saying, thanks for reminding me. Here's the Do You Remembers I've got for you.
Well, it's also the hub for our Ko-fi stuff.
It is. If you join Ko-fi, you will be brought into the Ko-fi side of it. So we haven't made Discord solely, if you give us money, you can come on it. There's a little section of it, and then we have a monthly get together with everyone in there, and we'll have a good group chat and just catch up for an hour. And that audio might be released at some point, but that's solely for the Ko-fi people. But the rest of Discord is for everyone else, and we will ask for episode ideas, content ideas, what do you think about that? So do come over to it, and there's a really easy way to get to it, channel84.co.uk/discord, and that will take you to our invite and straight onto the server.
That's it. Email us podcasts@channel84.co.uk. That's just a general email for the podcast.
It is. That comes to both me and Rob. There's no splitting it down the middle. It just comes to both of us. Yep. Exactly the same message.
tj@channel84.co.uk. Send That's him your me. Nudes to go straight to him.
And oh, yeah.
Rob@channel84.co.uk, send your Trek stuff to me. That comes just to me.
And your OnlyFans request.
And your OnlyFans request, mainly feet.
Really? You're a foot man?
No, I'm not into foot. But everyone, everyone else is
You
into
can
feet.
Hear now that Rob's microphone, he's not saying anything at all. He's a foot man.
You can all look at my feet. Don't send me your fucking feet. Gross.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We love you very much.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you for listening to the Channel 84 Variety Show. This station is now shutting down and will be back in 2 weeks. Excelsior.